Serious political story in Pakistan. We started reporting on it last week. The second largest political ally has abandoned Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani's coalition, along with some other coalition partners, to join the opposition now, depriving the prime minister of his majority and weakening, of course, the key U.S. ally, Pakistan. Is this democracy Pakistan style? Is it an imminent toss back to the military rulers of the recent past? Or something perhaps more alarming? This is Columbia University professor Hassan Abbas speaking more than a year ago.
Pakistan is a country which is now threatening or blackmailing others by saying, I'll kill you, by putting the gun on its own head. I'm saying, okay, if you are not going to listen to me, I'm going to kill myself. And with these 15, 20 nuclear bombs in my pocket, you would not like that to happen to Pakistan.
A nuclear Pakistan committing political suicide as a way of issuing a cry for help to its main ally, the U.S. government. Is that what's going on here? Aleem Maqbool, BBC Pakistan correspondent, joins us now from Islamabad, Pakistan. How likely is the government, the civilian government, always weak at the best of times, to actually collapse, Aleem?
Well, it would take quite a lot, in truth. It would take all of the opposition to get together and be united. And really, in Pakistani politics, no one's really united with anyone for too long. And it would need them all to get together and to force the government out. But whatever happens, this government is already severely weakened. It's very much been undermined morally. And this at a time when really Pakistan needs stability. It needs a strong government. It's dealing with militancy in the northwest, of course, with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. It's dealing with a terrible economy. And this is the time when the Prime Minister, Yousuf Raza Gilani, has lost a parliamentary majority. It will be very difficult for him to pass any new laws. And he has, as I say, been very much weakened morally as well.
Does this provide Gilani an argument, though, to the U.S. government, increase the amount of economic aid to us to help the economy, to keep this government moving in fits and starts?
You know, that's not necessarily going to help him survive. At the moment, what he's been doing is running around Pakistan during the last 24 hours, meeting his opposition, sort of main opposition politicians, and trying to persuade them to join him and his People's Party, the same party that, of course, belonged to the late Benazir Bhutto, and join them so they can have a majority government. But it's not looking very good, and certainly it will be a concern to the Western allies of Pakistan, who are in this war together, of course, against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, knowing that they have a government here that really can't govern the country because it just doesn't have the mandate to do it.
Well, not only can't govern, your colleague and ours, Ahmed Rashid, wrote in the New York Review of Books this week that apparently the veil is completely off. The civilian government in Pakistan completely tolerates all three of the main Taliban factions that are working on both sides of the border in Pakistan and in Afghanistan, despite pressure and increasing pressure from the Obama government for Pakistan to do something about it. What's the consequence there?
Yes, I mean, there has been absolutely more and more pressure for Pakistan to do something about what are effectively safe havens for the Taliban. They commit their acts against coalition forces, attacks against coalition forces in Afghanistan, then run across the border where they have essentially been safe in places like North Waziristan, these tribal mountainous areas very close to the Afghan border, but within Pakistan. And for that to be tackled, it very much needs a strong government here to persuade people and to be able to push through laws and to persuade the army to carry out operations. It needs a strong government. Mm. They simply don't have that now, and that will be a big worry.
And of course, the irony here is the Taliban is not a big domestic issue among civilians in Pakistan. The price of oil is, which I gather is one of the reasons why the Mutahida Qaumi movement, which is this main coalition partner, actually pulled out.
Yeah, I mean, the real reasons for why this coalition partner pulled out of the government is not really known. What they're saying publicly is exactly as you say, lots of very populist reasons that a lot of Pakistanis are very happy with. They're saying, it's because this government couldn't deal with the economy, couldn't bring down inflation, couldn't stamp out corruption, and was raising the price of petrol. But, you know, a lot of people are saying there's got to be more to it than that. There must have been something behind the scenes with the MQM, this coalition partner, wanting more of something behind the scenes, but it's just not very clear. But it does seem at the moment that lots of different parties are putting pressure on this government. On the other hand, though, I should say, nobody wants to be seen as the party that brings down this government. Nobody wants to be accused of essentially bringing down a civilian government and potentially, as has happened in the past, letting the military take advantage. And oftentimes, as has happened in the past, the military take charge.
So the thing that's holding the civilian government together is that no individual politician wants to be responsible for bringing it down. Shaky doesn't even describe that.
Yeah, that is precisely it. But you have to remember, this is a country where no civilian government has actually seen out its term. And all of those civilian political parties seem to have recognized that they need to try and do that at least this time round. But that, of course, means that a lot of opposition parties are not being very vocal about the huge problems there are at the moment with this government and in governing Pakistan. It's a government which has very low approval ratings, and they could really have been brought down if there was concerted effort by the opposition parties. But no one wants to be seen as doing that. As you very well say, that is a government built on very shaky ground.
And some have described that Pakistan is a nation, but it has never developed a sense of nationality. And so at these particular moments, the tendency is to devolve and become divided, not united.
You know, that is what a lot of people are talking about long term. If they don't have civilian governments which can see out their terms, maybe all of the provinces, these very disparate areas, the northwest, Punjab, Sindh, might eventually all break apart. And that could be trouble for a lot of people internationally.
Aleem Maqbool, BBC Pakistan correspondent, live from Islamabad, Pakistan. As always, thanks, Aleem.
My pleasure.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.